online at kitchenradio.com.au. This is The Kitchen.
Have there ever been times where you've had a plan that's so perfect that it fails oh so miserably?
I had one very recently. Who wants to go first here in this?
Oh, you can go first with this one.
Ooh, okay. I'll set a high bar here for you. So last week was my dad's birthday.
Yep.
It was his birthday on the Monday, then my birthday and my mum's birthday on the Wednesday. Mm-hmm. But for my dad, right, we kind of thought the week before, how good, my mum came up with the idea of a surprise party. So
yeah, okay.
She thought, okay, how good would it be if we did that? So we went about, you know, getting a cake and, you know, and all those sorts of things, and we invited people over. Mm-hmm. Got to the actual day on the Monday, right, where all was going to plan. The cake was at someone's house. I was talking to my dad about what I was doing tonight because I had some stuff that I had to work on.
Yeah.
And he said, aren't you supposed to be doing that? And I'm like, no, because we've got people coming up tonight. And then I went, oh, no, you didn't
this
message,
guy.
Did you? You did. The day of, and
look,
you sported.
You did say you're going to set the bar high. And I'll admit, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
I don't think it quite beats John Ripple of Kansas City in the US, though.
It's not even you I'm going against. It's
it's a complete,
John Ripple
is a legit Ripple. Name, complete stranger in the US from Kansas City, right?
Okay.
This guy, you know how you have a fight with someone and you say, oh, I hate you so much, I wish you never lived here? Or in a married couple, you might say, I'd prefer to be in jail than live with you, or something like that.
I don't know that one.
Okay, well, when you get married, you might find that. But anyways, different story.
You don't either.
I don't know either. I'm just going off what the piece of paper says. But anyway, so John Ripple had an argument with his wife and said, I would rather be in jail than live with you.
Let me guess what he did next.
He went and robbed the bank. So he walks into the bank with a with his hand under his
T-shirt. Have a firearm with him?
It doesn't say, but I'm going to presume that he did not.
Okay.
So he says to the cashier.
You see,
the bank teller, I should say.
He's the nice person's robber. Did he bring a gun and politely ask?
Well, he said to the cashier or teller, I have a gun, give me the money.
That's a relatively polite why.
To which he got given $3,000. So it's not a bad effort. Like, you know, not saying go and rob a bank.
No.
But I'm just saying, you know.
Don't do that.
So he got off with, got the money from the teller and literally walked to the other side of the room and sat down in one of the waiting chairs to wait for someone to come and get him.
The money.
So basically, he's robbed a bank and he's sat in the bank. He hasn't gone out of the bank. Running out while the bells are ringing or anything to say, hey, we're getting robbed.
So did he reach his goal of reaching jail?
Well, he sat down at the bank and a security guard came up to him and he said, I'm the man you're looking for. Like straight to the guy. No trying to put around the crime
worst
at hand.
Worst bank heist ever.
Literally, yeah. But anyway, so he got taken to court. Obviously, it's a crime to rob a bank. Please don't rob a bank. But when he was in court, his lawyer pleaded for a little bit of leniency to try and not give him the worst sentence possible, right? So he got given 37 months in prison.
Ooh.
Which is not bad. That's 37 months away from his wife.
Mm-hmm.
The only downside for him is that because they asked for leniency, they let him serve the sentence at home.
Oh, that is good.
It's just perfect.
Was John Ripple, you said?
John Ripple.
Certainly create a ripple effect there.
Oh, wow.
Kitchenradio.com.au